Kevin Grasha, writer at the Lansing State Journal. Good evening, Kevin. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, Cheryl. Thank you.
It's been a crazy busy couple of days at the Lansing State Journal. A lot of news going on. A lot of news going on. I wanted to talk to you because I know you've been covering from the very beginning the very tragic case, and I don't know another word for it, of the 17-year-old recent graduate now from Holt High School who admitted he was intoxicated when he crashed his car into a tree, killing three passengers who were friends of his. And he was sentenced yesterday. Take us to the courtroom yesterday.
Yeah, it was a really emotional scene. It was a packed courtroom. You actually had, I counted about 14 or 15 Holt students or former Holt students lining the walls of the courtroom or sitting in the jury box because they'd run out of seats. You had family members of the deceased as well as Brett Johnson's family members. And one by one, the mothers of the three victims were given a chance to talk, and the father of one of the victims also gave a statement as well, and they were just really heart-wrenching just listening to that in the courtroom. The loss that was described by each one of those parents was just overwhelming.
Well, in this crash occurred in January, correct?
Yeah, January 30th.
So, I mean, so the shock is the initial, and I haven't been there, thank heavens, so I'm not pretending to understand that. But now the reality of these young people being gone for good has got to be settling in.
It is, and at the same time, the parents are learning more and more about what happened that night. And initially, I think everyone was more than willing to forgive Brett Johnson and maybe not hope that he didn't go to prison for what happened. But it seems like as the parents learned and as we learned more and more about what happened, including the fact that he was driving 83 miles an hour down Hagedorn Road with his headlights off at 2 a.m. in the morning, that was more than just a drunk driving accident. That was, as the judge called it, I think Judge Manderfield, careless and reckless, wanton disregard for human life.
Well, and you mentioned this in your article, a very well written article about all of this, that more and a lot of things we didn't know. Even the last time you and I talked about this, when he pled. We didn't know a lot of details. What some of the other things that were found out that changed the family? What were some of those things? Changed their opinions of how this went down?
Right. Well, we all knew that he'd been drinking and smoking marijuana that night, and I think people were kind of ready to sort of forgive him for that. He's a teenager, but then then you learned that one of the passengers in the car, Holly Bossenberry, at a gas station before they went to Hagedorn Road, tried to get the keys from Brett Johnson, get the car keys from him. And, he said, no, no one's going to take my, expletive is going to drive my car. And, then he drives down the car with his lights off at 83 miles an hour. Now, we always knew he was speeding in what we believe is a 50 mile an hour zone. But we had no idea it was, 33 miles above the miles per hour above the posted speed limit. And, we find the headlights are off, and then apparently there was someone following him, so which leads me to believe that there was some kind of race going on or something like that.
Where did we, and forgive me if this is a silly question, where did we get the information about what happened at the gas station with Holly Bossenberry and
right.
The information about the car following?
Well, it all always been rumored, but prosecutors introduced the evidence of 83 miles an hour, headlights off, and that was based on accident reconstruction and witness statements. And Holly Bossenberry's father actually brought up during his statement the fact that, his daughter had tried to get the keys, allegedly had tried to get the keys from Brett Johnson. That story is apparently in dispute, but it was in a police report, and he decided to bring it out, and I was able to confirm that was, in fact, in the police report.
Well, and so it takes this, I mean, there's nothing not tragic about this story, but it does certainly change the tone of things, doesn't it, for the families. I can understand that tone changing for them and their ideas of what happened change. As it turns out, all of the families of the three victims in this crash did want him to go to prison.
They did. And I had spoken with Anthony Harris's mother, Dahlia Luera Harris several times before the sentencing, and you know she was ready to forgive, and you know she wasn't sure she wanted prison time or she didn't want prison time at all. And Taylor Cochran's mom had a similar take as that. And, you know, they clearly had changed their minds by the time of the sentencing because both of them asked Manderfield clearly for her to send Brett Johnson to prison. And Holly Bossenberry's father actually went the furthest. He wanted Johnson to go to prison for between 10 and 15 years.
And the sentence ended up being?
Yeah, 4 years on the minimum. And so he'll serve four years before he's eligible for parole.
What was his reaction in the courtroom yesterday to the sentence?
Yeah, he was. You could tell he was getting emotional. His face was turning red with emotion. He wiped away tears a few times. You know, he's obviously being affected by this. He also gave a statement where he apologized to the families and said some basic things about how sorry he was. But he never really admitted to them, at least not in court, that he had been speeding and driving with his headlights off. He only admitted to drinking and driving, or driving while intoxicated.
And even reading your report, your story on it, even the apology left me a little cold.
Yeah, I was kind of trying to watch Judge Manderfield as he was reading it, and I think she hears a lot of those statements, and she is attuned to how someone sounds, and I think she chose a sentence on the higher end of the guidelines, possibly based on that statement.
Well, certainly, and she did mention, as you reported, to send a message to other folks as well, that this
Absolutely.
Was this was about punishment for his actions. Kevin, as always, great writing, and thanks for filling us in as our eyes and ears in the courtroom.
Thanks for having me on, Cheryl.
Thank you so much. Kevin Grasha, great writer with the Lansing State Journal.